It's 8:51, 45 degrees. It's time to check the weather with meteorologist Drew Lohner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We do have mostly fair skies out there this morning. It is a beautiful day. We have light winds blowing across the region. You couldn't ask for a better way to start off an April day. The temperatures out there running mostly upper 30s and lower 40s as we go forward through the next few days. A nice warming trend is going to take place. We still have winds out of the east and southeast across a big part of the region, but as we go forward through the day and into the day tomorrow, we'll see those winds switching around more and more to the south and bringing in warmer air. The high temperatures today will be held to the 50s and 60s, but readings as we go out into the day tomorrow will be in the 60s with some lower 70s starting to show up, with the exception of areas in Michigan where we'll see some 50-degree readings still occurring. And then the highs on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will all be in the upper 60s through the 70s across the region. That will help to raise soil temperatures and give us a better environment for getting into the fields and starting some aggressive field work. The soil moisture situation across the area continues to be mostly favorable. It's a little bit on the wet side, though, still, but as we go forward through these next few days, it will become more and more supportive of field work in general across the region. And our low temperatures at night will stay above freezing. I don't think we'll see any more freezing temperatures, with the possibility of an exception tomorrow morning in parts of Ohio where the temperatures will get down into the middle and upper 30s, but I don't think we'll drop below freezing, and I don't think we'll see freezing temperatures again for at least a week and probably 10 days across the region. So everything's looking a lot more like spring across the area. Now, that big old storm system we've been talking about this week out across parts of the plains will continue to evolve as we go from Friday through Monday. During that time period, I expect to see rain widespread in hard red winter wheat country. Amounts out there are still looking at 3/4 inch to 2.6 inches, and there will be some local totals of 3 to 4.5 inches, so a really big event for them, and the soil is likely to respond well. The crops will begin developing aggressively, and they'll be well on their way to a much better crop. Now, that storm system is only going to hold together for a little while, and as it comes in towards the Midwest during the early part of next week, it's not likely to hold together very well. We'll likely see just a few scattering of showers across the region. We're also expecting to see a frontal system slip down from Canada that will likely generate a little bit of showers of its own. All this will begin on Sunday and continuing into about Wednesday of next week. Now, this isn't the kind of rain we've been seeing in the past, where it just is constant or cloudy all the way through. This is going to be just some scattered showers of light intensity, and it's not likely to generate a big setback in the drying trend across the region or in the planting progress. So I think we'll be okay. We'll keep an eye on that time period. If for some reason the storm in the plains holds together and actually moves across the heart of the Midwest in a more substantial manner, obviously we'll be running into some problems. But I think the weather across North America right now is definitely supporting a much better environment for us. Down in South America, everything is the same as it was yesterday. We expect to see Argentina go through a period of excessive moisture, which is already underway, and it looks like more rain will occur for the next several days. And in Brazil, we expect to see the second season corn country still drying down. So not a bad scenario for most places around the world. Even in China, it looks very good right now. This is meteorologist Drew Lohner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Drew Lohner joining us on this Wednesday morning.